Hello, my loves, and welcome back to Bahati Life YouTube channel, our sacred, beautiful, comfy, cozy place here on the internet. My name is Jessica Alexandria. If you're meeting for the first time, this is Franklin, who is very, very sassy today. He has decided that he is not settling for less, honey, and if that's the case, then neither should you, boo. He's like, he just refuses to receive bare minimum energy, and I think that is the message. Feel free to click off. Feel free to click off and migrate on if you need to. Just before you go, don't forget to give this video a thumbs up or a subscribe. Welcome, you my loves. How are you guys feeling? How are you doing? So far, so good here today. It is a potentially rainy, windy day today. Fingers crossed for some pretty good storms here. In the sense that they water the lawn and don't destroy property, you know. So, because these storms these days they're very intense. We have so much to talk about this week, astrologically speaking, of course. That's why you're here. There is a ton of changes that are happening in the cosmic skies, and of course, they're going to be impacting us here down on Earth in our intimate and our personal lives. So go ahead and get cozy, get some water, get some tea. I have a big old Stanley cup, a jug for myself. I think this is a Stanley and not a knockoff. I got it from Target. Either way, pick your poison, choose your beverage of choice, and when you're ready, let's go ahead and dive right in. All right, my loves. So first things first, before I even dive into the astrological breakdown of this week, I want to actually step my game up a little bit, challenge myself a little bit more, and break this video down into categories so that you can find the timestamp and exactly what that you're looking for. First chunk of this video, this moment that we're sharing together, is going to be the full astrological breakdown. This is going to include the current astrological transits as well as my interpretation of them, not just from single, but reading the entire chart. Second, I want to share some really important shop updates, reading updates for those who have already booked and for those who have reserved orders with me. That's going to be very important. I've noticed that there's sometimes questions in the comments about orders and updates. I wish that I could answer all of those, but it's just not good for customer service to be able to directly address certain things. And as for many of you guys know, I'm working on the betterment of my business and making sure that I'm able to support everyone and their individual needs. Okay, and the third chunk of this message is going to be an inspirational message, so make sure that you stay tuned for that. All right, my love, so let's go ahead and dive into the week ahead. Let me pull the chart up. Wow. So first things first, we have a few major transits, updates that are going to be highly, highly impactful in your life and going to initiate really intense, beautiful change as far as I can tell, as far as I can see. First things first, on Tuesday, we have the new moon happening in the sign of Sagittarius. Now, for those of you guys that don't know, Sagittarius is always connected to adventure and exploration and travel and getting your mind out, studying, expanding yourself from a wiser perspective, ideally a more wise. Did I tell you guys how much he is aggressive right now? I'm just gonna have to hold him. Enjoy the Franklin cameo. With the new moon happening in the sign of Sagittarius, the time is gonna be 6:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is already going to open up the door for newness and a new chapter. Looking at the entirety of the chart and everything that's going on lately, I do want to tell you that astrologically and the intuitive feeling that it is that I'm getting, there's this feeling of like sacrifice. I also got some intuitive downloads, 10, 10, 10, so 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0. This should feel positive. This should feel optimistic. If you are more along the lines of being open to exploration, being open to your mind opening, to being open to a new path, a new way, a new chapter. Now, for some of you guys, there's this old dream or vision or something that has already been set into place. It could be a marriage, it could be career, it could be friendships. it's interesting because those older things, those antiquated things, the things that we thought would last forever, they don't necessarily have that same promise connected to them. So with this new moon happening in sign of Sagittarius, looking at the charts and also looking from my higher self with my intuition, it's almost as if this newness is not a fresh start, a new beginning in the places that we have been called to walk away from. As I'm saying that, I'm hearing the word entitled. This feels a little harsh as I'm saying it, but the way that the divine is kind of speaking to me right now is sometimes when we want something or we're hoping for something, we expect something to be a certain way, we get a sense of entitlement to that because we asked for it, we prayed for it, we set intention for it, and when it doesn't pan out the way that it is that we want it to, it can make us lose hope, get off track, feel disappointed, feel defeated, feel frustrated. And Spirit is saying that you're not entitled to that outcome. What we wish to give you is what is for your highest and greatest good. So with this new moon, I really want to tell you guys that as long as you can stay open and be curious and ask more questions instead of assume, the outcome will feel very positive. It'll feel very uplifting. You'll feel very supported versus being set back. Now, as I say that, some of you guys might actually feel this immediate because I'm feeling it. What do you mean? Is the shit about to hit the fan? Are things about to get worse? I'm hoping for it to be better. Is that the case, Jess? Do you see that? And I just want to really clearly say that from the way that the astrological charts look like, again, if you are open to a new path, if you're open to a new way, if you're open to not assuming, because the charts before this, and if you guys have been old followers and friends of the YouTube channel, you know, because I've been talking about this, a lot of the planets are kind of giving this energy where we have our backs pushed against the wall, where how we were operating or how the relationship was unfolding or what we were choosing wouldn't have worked out. So the universe and the planets almost have us so that we're backed into a corner and there's no other way other than to exit or to go a different path. So let me know down in the comments if that's something that you can resonate with. Just say, Jess, that resonates, that rings bell, that rings true to me. If not, if it hasn't felt like a back against the wall type of moment, for others of you guys, it's literally like you're soaring. You're untouchable. You're like Icarus flying very, very close to the sun, but you haven't fallen. And hopefully, fingers crossed, you don't. You are coasting. You're rising up. Things are feeling good. Things are feeling positive. And there's a sense of freedom. There's a sense of expansion. So it just depends on what's going on in your personal chart and how that's going to show how these transits are going to be impacting you and influencing you. There is a lot of reason to be hopeful. There's a lot of things to be excited about. For many of us, it's going to be a new chapter. It's going to be a breakthrough when it comes to communication, when it comes to purpose and path, and when it comes to freedom, believe it or not, in your closest, more intimate relations, your relationships. Do keep in mind that leading up into this new moon, we have plenty of retrograde planets. We have Chiron retrograde, we have Jupiter retrograde, Uranus retrograde, Neptune's about to be retrograde, and also Pluto's in the final degrees of Capricorn. So this has been the breakdown of the things that we made promises to that we think we're going to last forever. With this breakdown, it makes it so that you are encouraged, enticed to explore a new path. I'm really interested in hearing your rising sign and where you see this new chapter, this new growth, like this new area that you want to explore. Let me know down in the comments. For example, let's say you're a Cancer rising and you're feeling like a new chapter opening up in your career, in your work, in your path, and your purpose, or a pivot, like a deviation from how you would normally do things. Definitely when it comes to lessons that you have learned, because all of these pieces of the puzzle, they're super connected. A lot of it has to do with karma, not to say that you're doing anything wrong, but the trials and tribulations when you're learning through these challenges. And some of those challenges can be very backbreaking, where you're just like, this is how I've always done it. can I continue on in the same way? Is this something that is substantial? Can it make a promise for the long haul? If not, again, that Saturn and that Pluto, those Pluto transits are working to break down so that this normal is new, it's fresh, it's promising, and that is everything to have hope for. This is actually where I kind of want to share with you some of the intuitive messages that I was channeling before I even started diving into the astrology chart. Well, as I was diving into it, the word that came through was sacrifice. Sacrifice, and again, the numbers that were joining up after that were 101010, which is significant all by itself. Please, guys, feel free to leave your revelations when it comes to that number sequence down below in the comments to help me, to help each other, to help yourself, and to put a pin in this, because that number sequence right there is very, very powerful. And when it came to the word sacrifice, I really cautiously was having a conversation with the guides, and I'm just like, when you say sacrifice, what exactly are you saying? Like, what does this mean? And when I heard the word sacrifice, the confirmation that I got with that is it's not so much what you lose, but what you do now. And the actual sacrifice is going to be your comfort zone, your safe place. Now, it's so interesting because with the word sacrifice, sometimes we think that this is going to be something that is painful for us, that it's going to be something is going to be taken away. But the guides are clearly saying that the sacrifice is going to be actually in your actions, what you do now. Something that's going to really lift you up is remembering that everything that's happening here is for your highest and greatest good. That's number one. But if something is being taken away, meaning like the actions that is that you're doing, it's going to be better. It's going to be pouring into you in another place. So with this transition, when it comes to what you do, you're going to be sacrificing your comfort a little bit, but it feels more about your self-worth and your self-value and how you've learned to show up, how you learned to give, how you learned to overgive, what you allow yourself to receive, what you reject, what you're not receiving. And to confirm this even further, I started getting visions of oranges and mangoes. And that connected immediately for me personally to solar plexus energy. That's the time when I start working with, I really am big on believing that food is nourishing of the body, of course, and how that when your physical body is right, your spiritual body is right, and your mental body becomes right, and your emotional body becomes right. Sometimes when we, which is very interesting, when we lean too aggressively into overgiving or under-receiving, sometimes it connects us into our self-worth. Do we feel like we're worth it? Do we feel like in order to have friendship, connections, community, to be worthy, to be valued, do we have to keep giving in the same way? Which is funny because Franklin's got his little orange thing on now that I'm thinking. In the beginning of the video, I told you guys, he's very, he's not settling for less when it comes to cuddles and huggies. He wants to be poured into today. And I am not mad at that. And if you see this, like I'm trying to focus and you'll see this tiny little paw like, boop. Like, anyway, so that's been Franklin's vibe today, and I'm not mad at it at all, like I said. On the 13th, Mercury is going to be moving retrograde in the sign of Capricorn. I mean, of course, divine timing, but it's just so wild how everything connects. Mercury turning retrograde in the sign of Capricorn and Pluto in the final degrees of Capricorn. I mean, you can't make this up. Like, this is, again, about the breakdown of what we thought was going to be forever. This could be, again, relationships. It could be marriage. It could be the career. It could be how we choose to show up, where we're being called to go, how we're being called to communicate, how we're called to heal ourselves. Again, what does Mercury rule within your chart? Number one. And so what house does Virgo rule within your chart? And Gemini, what does that rule within your chart? Everybody has it ruling something. And Mercury, where does it fall within your natal chart? And where is Mercury currently transiting? That's going to give you the greater picture of how you're most likely going to feel this. If you are not someone who understands astrology, I feel you on that. do not force the answers. Ask yourself where your mind has been drifting off to the most. When you're talking with your best friends, when you're talking to me, what is the conversation that you want to start talking about the first, like the most? Not the, hey girl, how are you? Like, not superficial, but when we're sitting down and we're getting to the meat of things, where does your mind first go that you want to talk about? Go ahead and allow yourself to be intuitively led through the realms of astrology and not logically led through the realms of astrology. That's a blessing too. And I teach that within the Sacred Circle Tarot School, about, you know, learning to go with those ebbs and the flows of the emotions and the feelings. I'll keep the links down for that shameless self-plug for Sacred Circle Tarot down in the description box. But moving on, it's interesting because Mercury retrograde in the sign of Capricorn and Pluto in the final degrees of Capricorn is having you kind of reassess the plan, reassess communication, reevaluate, or maybe even reconsider what has already been broken down. This is one of the major blessings of Mercury retrograde, is that it helps you to kind of revisit and reconcile if needed, repair if needed, so that after the 3 weeks has passed, everything that was broken down, everything that wasn't working, can now have a chance at a second life if it deserves it, if it's worth it. And when this planet brings things back into your energy and brings back into your perspective, this is not a sign from the universe that you have to say yes to it. It's a sign that it had value, and that's okay to just leave it at that, okay? It had value, whether to someone else, whether to an idea, there's some type of value there. You do not have to explore that or put energy into that to repair it. For some of you guys, this is not, again, so much active. It could be a sense of dormancy where you might find yourself retreating into a cave or retreating into your own world and disconnecting for a little bit. And I can relate to that as well. I definitely have been feeling that lately. For others of you, this could actually be the activation of travel. You may find yourself needing to, wanting to travel, to go back to school, to do a career change, to change your studies and your schooling. Everyone is going to be different. For some of you guys, it could be something very simple or beautiful as remembering an old book that you wanted to read and picking it back up and really dedicating that time. I don't know if you guys are picking up the vibe that I'm putting down. Either way, the energy feels very supportive. It feels very good. It feels very nice. It's not really like what it is that you're expecting. Like, it's not not anything to write home about, as they say, but it's for your betterment. It feels good, and that's okay. And the last thing that I want to say here is that these astrological transits, especially, I don't know why, with the 101010 and sacrifice, there's this message about slowing time down. And I don't know if you guys have understood this yet in your own journey, but sometimes life feels like it's speeding up because we ourselves are moving, spinning like these spinning tops. We look up and we're like, damn, time flew by. There's nothing wrong with using this time to slow time down for yourself by not filling all of the space of your time up with all these different activities or information or stimulation, but allowing yourself to let time drag slowly by and enjoying it and savoring it, whether that be for increasing the amount of time that you go on your walks through the woods or walks on the beach, whether it be putting your phone off for not just a few hours, but for days, whether that be not journaling and just being, you know, instead of capturing your feelings, even though you might be someone who is huge on capturing your feelings, you might want to leave the feeling, like just feel the feelings and not necessarily capture them when you're normally someone who journals. Do you guys see the aggressiveness of Franklin right now? I'm not kidding when I tell you. He's very like, today's me time. He's a Leo, by the way. Everybody in this household, well, the dogs are all Leos. So that's really significant. They just really need a lot of attention and time. Then you have the Aquarius and the Virgo who cohabitate, me and my boyfriend together. This household is just wild. Can you imagine the vibration? Like, the energy in here is just such a mood. To go even further with these transits, I want to bring to your attention the fact that on 15th of Friday, speaking of Aquarius, the moon's going to be entering into the sign of Aquarius, but it's also going to be void of course on Friday. On top of that, Mercury is going to be trine Chiron retrograde. And for those of you guys that don't know, I've been saying this a lot, and if you're old friends to the YouTube channel, to me, you already know how much Chiron has been showing up, like showcasing its face lately. And for those of you guys that are brand new, feel free to subscribe so that you can stay up to date with all of these really important astrological influences and give you a little bit more understanding from a deeper perspective of why life is the way that it is, why things are happening, and what to expect. Chiron retrograde lately has been bringing up a lot of self-worth, self-value, and like I said, what we do, how we do it. And the what we do, whether it's hurting us or adding healing to us, whether it's supportive of us or whether it's challenging us, this is going to be the day, even though I know that the overarching message is all about like what's to come, what we do now, where we're called to go. I want to tell you, and this is the next transit, but a lot of this is going to be an opportunity for you to have your actions be divinely inspired. And this could look like, for many of us, kind of assessing and again, looking back, why do I feel like I have to do this? I might be doing this. I might have always done it this way. But why? Who told me this? What was the belief? Have I grown away from that belief? Has that been something that I have evolved away from? I don't necessarily need to continue and carry on in the same way that it's the way that it's always been. I can choose to do different. Now, this could show up in, again, our relationships, where you may look at your partnership or a friendship and say, listen, I know that we always do this. I know that when you call, I answer. But again, Mercury retrograde, Chiron retrograde, new moon in Sagittarius, and this intuitive message of sacrifice, it's more about, listen, these were my old comfort zones, and this is what we've accepted, this is what worked, but now is my time to kind of reassess, does this continue to work in the same way? And what happens if there's a change of plans? Does our relationship change? Does my peace of mind change? And instead of judging and making assumptions of, oh, this is going to be the end of everything, or this is going to be the end of an era, or this is going to be, you know, the start of something, just approach it with, all right, let's see where this goes. Let's see where this goes. Let's see where this happens, and set the intention for the highest and greatest. Because again, this new moon in Sagittarius does have a blessing of optimism and positivity. And even though the adventure might be a little intimidating as far as what comes next, it's not there to hurt you. It's there to show you a new way that may be better than you could have ever imagined. Interesting, because I am feeling this also sense. I had to pause for a second. It was like literally half a second because I am very excited. I don't know if you guys are feeling that too. Probably Franklin and I are matching energies. Meanwhile, Nova's sleeping. I'm just really excited to talk about astrology and spend this time with you. I always say this, but I'm very grateful. Anyway, nakedness. I just now, when I took that half pause, I got this energy of like nakedness, of like stripping down, of simplifying, and coming back to the root, coming back to, I don't know why I'm getting a vision of like someone like making bread. So everything kind of like being done from scratch and going back to that. I know that I always used to do this, but now it feels like a chore is kind of the energy that it is I'm picking up by someone making bread, where the sense of like, what if I, yeah, like with my food, this is an example, by the way. Normally I would go to the grocery store, but what if I didn't go to the grocery store? What if I enjoyed the process and putting my phone away and the time that it takes to make bread, to bake bread, and then enjoy the bread that I made? There's something, even though it's not the shortest, easiest, most convenient, fastest way, the value. And I don't know if you guys, I love the fact that Spirit's actually using that as an example, because that is actually kind of summing up the energy of this week, that it's not necessarily what is the most fast, convenient, efficient, but stepping away in order to enjoy, to slow time down, to really to do something different and to explore something different. And what does this mean for you? Maybe try not to define it other than just enjoy it. Simply enjoy it as much as you can. Last transit that I want to talk to you guys about before we move on to the second chapter of this our time together is Sun Square Neptune is on Saturday directly, but we're going to be feeling this pretty aggressively all this week. For it's going to be like this shadow, like this cloud, a pink or purple cloud. So it's not like a negative cloud. The reason why the Sun Square Saturn is going to be so, I'm sorry, Saturn, Sun Square Neptune, just to clarify, it's going to be interesting because this is one of my dissociative transits, meaning like it's when our energies start to feel like I want to separate from the reality and I want to go to a space where I can disconnect from that reality and just kind of drift around in the ethers. This is not the week, and this is also not the month of making concrete plans for the future. This is very much a season now as we enter into the new year of newness, exploration, curiosity, visualization, conceptualization, asking questions, connecting with our intuitive and our energetic bodies, and allowing that to just be. This is not a time that the conversations that is that you have, you can consider them, but don't cement them, okay? If you try to cement your plans, if you try to force an outcome or figure things out, you know, and just whatever you figure out during this time is going to be, it is what it is, it's going to be what it is, it's going to be that, you will find yourself disappointed, frustrated, and you wouldn't be utilizing this time constructively, wisely, or moving in alignment again with the energies. This is a time to ask more questions, to consider, to maybe look into all these different perspectives, to try things out and not necessarily lock them in. So this transit will also bring in the energy of like daydreaming. It will brighten your mind with new ideas of how life could be, of what feels right for you. And at the end of this transit, or at least at the end, starting into the new year, actually, even though this transit is this the 16th on Saturday, this is also a combination of all these different other energies, the new moon in Sagittarius, Mercury retrograde, things to consider. For some of you guys too, there's this energy too of like avoidance. That is okay. I know that as people who we try to be of our word, we try to be healthy, we try to move forward, even bringing up the word avoidance feels like shameful in today's times. Sometimes it's needed. Sometimes you just need to take a break from life, from what you're seeing, from what you're hearing, from what you're thinking. I understand that. This is always going to be a safe place. I'm not a judgmental person. And I hope that that energy is something that is attracting other people who are like-minded and not here to judge or be harshly punishing of people when they're going through difficult times, when they don't have it all figured out, that they are trying to figure it out. If you're trying, I think that that's all that matters. If you are honest and you're trying and honest and you're showing up, that is, at the end of the day, all we can ask of each other. I say this to my clients. I say this to my friends. I say this to my family. The season that we're in, astrologically speaking, it's the energies are harsh enough. So to be someone who is allowing there to be grace and things to kind of fall apart because they are inevitably going to, that's a huge blessing. That's a huge blessing. So I could go off on that a little further, but I will leave it. I will leave it there for now. All right. I think we're ready for the second portion of our... Oh yeah, we are definitely ready for the second portion. That is to talk about shop updates. Speaking of grace, yeah, shop updates and reading updates. So first things first, the shop update, the recent one, we had over 1,000 orders, like over 1,000 after being shut down for a minute. That is a lot for one person to handle. Huge blessing. It does take time. So I just want to give you guys a real quick update and shout out for those that have really been patient and those who placed orders. The fact that I'm still going this strong is a representation, not of perfection, but authenticity. That's something too that I don't expect of myself, is to just show up 110% in all the different many ways. I do show up often authentically. And for those of you guys that see that and know that and know that the quality will always be there, and I give 110% to the places that I'm able to show up to, is a huge blessing. And it does take time. I am one person, and I do focus on quality in my magic and my intention and my readings. And that can be a lot, but again, it does take time. So big thank you, big shout out, big hug, major gratitude for those that understand, especially in a world where it's very Amazon. So having said that, I am actively working on finding new ways to use my time wisely, more efficiently, while also allocating time for me to just be a human being, to go for walks, to spend time with my family and my friends. And again, I can't say this enough, but big gratitude for those of you guys that have been really patient for me. For longer orders, there was a little bit delay with herb quality, because you guys know I literally get the highest quality of herbs that are known that you could find. And it's not just a small amount of herbs. I have a very special vendor. They work in respect to what is happening to our planet. And as you guys know, the planet is going through it. She's going through it. So we do not extract from those places if it is barren. We don't. And that can create a little bit extra time. I am not someone who tries to overprofit, who tries to overconsume. If there is a weight, sometimes that does happen. And most of my products in my shop are sustainable. They are not punishing to our earth. They are not compromising in quality. And that is always something from start to finish. That is always what you can expect. I think I want to say this to kind of explain any type of delays. If I haven't, especially if it's not clearly being received, or if you're not knowing, you know, the effort and why I do what I do and the way that I do it, it can be really tough to be like, well, what the heck? At the same time, I totally understand that. And I appreciate you guys. And if you have a what the heck moment, for you to reach out. We do have a new person. By we, I mean me, myself, and I. I do have a new assistant. Her name is Amina. She is brand new. She is amazing. She's also learning, and sometimes she can get overwhelmed. Please send her love and support in the realms of energetically. I'm really big on protecting anybody that I work with, anybody who's in my intimate life, even my community. You know, I'm very big on protecting and prioritizing feelings, emotions, energy, and making sure that they are supported. It can be a little overwhelming, even if your heart and your mind and your intention is in the right place to do a good job. Even small things can be a lot. So I'm giving her, and I ask that you give her a lot of grace too when it comes to adjusting to this season. Ideally, I always like to hire someone for long term. I'm a girl who's like commitment, relationship focused. If I invite you in, I'm already assuming that we're going to be here for life. I'm not trying to put that pressure on her, but I want to keep her forever. So I want to ask you guys to, you know, I know that she's there for customer service and support, to give her a little bit of grace and compassion, as she is also brand new, excited to be here, but can oftentimes be overwhelmed. And I'm sure a lot of you guys can relate to that. At the same time, saying all of that, customer service at the end of the day is my, I want to give, if I could text every single one of you and just tell you my day and tell you how much you mean to me and how much I'm grateful, I would. But it's just, there's literally a lot. There's a lot of people, and I connect with every single one of you. That's why I'm here on YouTube, is to be able to continue to show up through thick and through thin. So just know that I very much prioritize you, and love being of service, love showing up. Same thing in readings right now. I'm actually going to be sending an email out to those who have reserved readings. There was, around Thanksgiving, there was a little pivot in the schedule. Most of you guys received email clarification, but I believe that there were some who fell through the loops. I'm going to be, I don't like to say circling back because I can't stand corporate America energy. I'm going to be like a helicopter coming right on back and just making sure, doing my checks during Mercury retrograde, inspired by Mercury retrograde, which means I'm going to be starting right after this video. Even though Mercury retrograde is happening on Wednesday, this is always, Mercury retrograde is always my time that I set aside as a business to revisit, recircle, kind of reconnect. Who did I miss? What is missing? Which is inevitable with starting in a business. Having said that, Sacred Circle Tarot School is in full bloom. We have a live on Tuesday. I can't wait to talk to you guys. The lesson, yes. With Sacred Circle Tarot School, we're going to be opening up business, tarot business, running a tarot business, running a spirituality business, the ins and the outs of that, how difficult it is to kind of maintain the best of those worlds, the highs, the lows, the things that work out, the things that don't work out. We're going to be diving into all of those things. That's what you can expect. This is for students who are currently enrolled, and this is for those who are potentially excited about enrolling. So that's something to look out for too with the Sacred Circle Tarot School. It is a huge conversation. We live in a time right now where there are more people who are actively practicing and demonstrating the fact that they love astrology, that they love tarot. That was not like that when I was in my early 20s. There was a lot of stigma when it came to tarot, astrology, spirituality, mysticism, esoteric symbolism, all those things. I just want to say that because we think that this is normal, and it is normal, but this is new normal, and this is in our lifetime. And so with that, I think it's amazing that a lot of tarot businesses are opening up, a lot of astrologers are practicing. Navigating through those highs and those lows, especially as you grow and you expand and you're worldwide, international, like myself, that is a tricky territory, and that's something that hasn't been done before. So I'm going to be breaking down all of what it is that you can expect with that, and opening up the door for plenty of questions. I did get the question of, do you have a one-on-one mentorship? Not right now. I'm hoping to provide all the information that you need within Sacred Circle Tarot School to kind of close, to fulfill all of those questions. If I was a smart business person, I think I would open up for coaching. But right now, my focus, my priority is, again, to maintain quality, to not overextend myself, and to give all of myself into the apothecary, into the school, and into those who booked readings. I'm also not booking readings into the new year as far as right now. If I was, it probably wouldn't be until September, November, October of 2024, just because your girl needs a break, a beautiful break. Not that I don't want to talk. I do want to talk, but I think I just want to go back to my YouTube realms, you know, where I was just, and maybe even considering going back live, because I really, going live for Sacred Circle Tarot School really sparked that feeling of like, wow, I freaking love connecting with you. I love connecting with the community. Love it. All right. Inspirational message. Oh, if you guys have any questions about any updates as far as Sacred Circle, reading updates, shop updates, do not hesitate to email me at info@BahatiLife, or go ahead and utilize that text message support. I'll link that number down below. That's the best way. There is a little bit of delay, again, because there's a learning curve that's happening right now. I know, as a customer or someone who's waiting, that can be very, very frustrating. I get it. I totally understand. Just know that we're doing the best that we can as a small team, mostly by we. Yes, Amina. Yes, my family, who supports me in wrapping and packing orders, who handle stress way better than I ever could. But me, I'm always thinking about new ways to show up, to maximize, again, my time, my energy, without ever compromising quality. And that's just a moral thing. You know, that's just a just thing. You know, so. Okay, let's go ahead and move on to our third chapter of this time that we're spending together. And it's this message that I wrote down, which interestingly enough is inspired by my sweater. Here, let me show you up close. There's a reason why I'm wearing this, because the message actually is right in alignment for the message that I'm feeling for this week. It's a whole paragraph. It says, remember to love. Oh, write this down. Write this down, or put it on a post-it note. Write it down, put it on a post-it note or an index card, post it on your stories, tag me, make it your wallpaper on your phone. It'll give you life this week, I promise. Okay, you ready? Remember to love one another. One another. Remember to love one another. Always stay in touch with nature. Be kind to yourself. buy or pick or plant lots of flowers. Beautify your surroundings. Put a pin in that one. Keep learning and stay curious. Try new recipes. Pet and love on as much dogs and cats as possible. Travel, explore, and enjoy your life. Become your best self and have fun. That, I think, is the mantra for our life right now. As long as you are doing those things, as long as you are trying, you are doing very, very well. Now, I know, again, that we live in a society where the standards are always very, very high of what it is that we should be doing, of what the expectations that is that we have for ourselves. I totally get it. But as long as those are your main bread and butter things, you are living in your purpose, you're moving in alignment, and the divine is always, of course, going to look out for you. Now, when I said beautify your surroundings, I said put a pin in it. This is to encourage you to be aware of how you make this world a better place. And the more that you're able to pour into yourself by doing those things and slowing down, the more that you will be able to show up for this world in a way that is positive, that is of light, in a world that right now could use a whole lot more love and light. And I know that that's something that we say, but sometimes we get frustrated, not just with others, but with ourselves, especially when we have this in conversation in our heads, I should be doing this. Why can't I do this? This conversation ends up destructing our soul. It ends up breaking down at our soul. And the divine watches us, our angels and our guides watch us as we have those conversations with ourselves, as we talk to ourselves in that way. And we get frustrated and it starts to sadden when it looks at us beating ourselves down. So when it says beautify your surroundings and try to make this world a better place, a lot of that is about being so kind to yourself and utilizing your time in a way that is constructive without putting more pressure on yourself. That is completely understandable because, again, society is kind of putting pressure, but we don't have to. We don't have to accept that. We don't have to take that and say, okay, if this is what they're saying, if this is what expected, then I had to show up. As long as you're doing those bread and butter things, you're doing just fine. And that is exactly what's being asked of you. Okay, so be kind to yourself. Be aware of that inner voice and all will be well and right with your world and then in turn, our world. So thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you so much for vibing, for the list of supplements and vitamins that it is that I'm taking that are also in my water right now. I'll leave it down in the link below. Until then, please give this video a thumbs up to contribute back to the YouTube channel. Feel free to subscribe for those of you guys that aren't already, and I'll see you guys in my next one. Bye.